How are you feeling right now? A little tired, maybe sluggish. Maybe you're feeling like, oh God, I don't want to be working, or, oh, I'm so glad I'm done with my day. Now I just want to go home and snuggle up in bed and watch some TV, or I would rather be on vacation. Something about what's happening right now in me and the rest of the world wants to align together. And yet I am forcing myself into this other direction of all the stuff I am supposed to do. If that's you, I want to talk to you right now about the seasons, the flow, the way our earth moves us as people, as humanity, through these flows of seasonal changes, and how you are part of this. Coming up next on Flow Dreaming.
Flow Dreaming.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hey, my friends, welcome to episode number 613. It could be a seasonal thing. We're going to get back to some ideas about energy, consciousness, and flow in today's episode, because as I sit and record this with you today, it's about 90 degrees outside. It is a very hot, hot August day for me here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the middle of summer. Actually, scratch that. It's the end of summer. Kids just went back to school, and we are feeling that tailing off of those big, luscious summertime energies. It got me thinking, because we hear so much about wintertime energy, seasonal affective disorder, etc. And I myself know that I tend to be affected by those cloudy, gray winter months. Although here in Southern California, by the coast, we tend to get affected by months and months of fog. Cool morning fog, it rolls in off the ocean. I know I made it just sound so beautiful, cool morning fog rolling off the ocean. But when it sits and surrounds you, cold, misty and dark for days on end, it starts to become, when will the crappy fog ever lift? I want to see some sunshine. So looking at the way that the seasons affect us, I pull back and I see it not just as fog versus sunshine, snow versus, you know, balmy days, but I see it as an energy shift as well. What I notice during the summer months, we'll start with summer and we'll go to winter. And hey, all of you guys down there in Australia, New Zealand, you just reverse this all up in your minds, okay? Because I know it's different for you down below. But in those months where it's hot, where it's muggy, it's steamy, where kids are out of school, vacations on full swing, this is what tends to happen energetically. The season is saying, I'm ripe, I'm luscious, I'm ready to be picked, right? The apples and peaches and all of the fruits, you know, they drop off the trees into your fingers. So when you have this kind of energy about you, about the earth, it affects everyone on a mass level. It affects your family, it affects your friends, it affects your co-workers and your boss and your employees and the teachers and everybody. We have a collective antsiness, a collective sense of, I don't want to be doing what I'm doing. I don't want to be doing anything. I want to rush out and enjoy this beautiful sunshine. Sorry, if you hear that, that's my kitty cat. She is rubbing up against the microphone. So if you hear purring or little creaks, I'm going to throw her off my desk right now. Down you go, baby. Boop. She'll probably just come right up. So you have this collective feeling that surrounds you. It's like an algae bloom, right? It just moves through the ocean. It can be seen from space. So what happens when you're saying, okay, everybody else is feeling this way, like it's time to relax, it's time to just, you know, make hay when the sun shines and play on the beach and go places and just, you know, pull back a little bit. But I can't do that. I have an agenda. I have this. I have that. I've got a thesis to finish. I've got a launch to make. I've got, you know, 19 houses that need to get closed. Whatever it may be. What happens if your energy is starting to run contrary to the collective energy out there? Huh. Good question, huh? This is where we often think it's us. It's just me. I'm just beating my head against the wall trying to get this thing done or made or finished or, you know, putting all these hours in. And God, I just feel like I'm getting nowhere. Well, you know why? You're swimming against the current. You're swimming against the collective current. You're not even perceiving that it's there, but it's there. So yes, you can get headway, you can still make progress. But if you're looking for that lush, flowing, open, I'm being carried on a sled downhill kind of feeling, it may not be there. And you don't need to blame yourself. You don't need to blame your life, your circumstances, start questioning everything that you're doing and how come people aren't coming to me for my work or how come, you know, I have to go into work every day and I just don't want to be there and I'm trying to extend my lunch hours without anybody, you know, knowing, right? Stop beating yourself up. Well, maybe you shouldn't be extending your lunch hours. I don't know. Depends on your workplace, right? But know that you're feeling what everyone else is feeling. And the more you resist it, the more energy it takes out of you, right? It's like pushing against the tide. The more you flow with it and go with it, the more you can also relax into it and be buoyant with it. So how will this translate to me? For instance, this summer, I was hoping to go on a long trip with my children like we did last year. We didn't. My daughter went on a long trip. She had a nice foreign exchange trip to Japan, which was super cool for her. But we didn't go. So what did I end up finding myself doing? Well, I just kept my regular schedule. I did a lot of work. And I remember feeling a few weeks ago like, boy, this has been a very unproductive summer. Not much. I've been working every day and not a whole lot has gotten done. Why did I even bother? Why did I bother? Next year, what I plan to do in the summer is give myself a full 3 weeks, maybe even more, to go somewhere, to take a staycation, to plan it in advance, to put it already in and know this way I'm riding with the energy. This way I'm absorbing the extra energy of it. The extra energy of I'm relaxing, I'm rejuvenating, I'm letting go. This is what everyone is feeling as they're, you know, the kids at the beach and the playground. They're just letting go. They're recharging. I don't want to just recharge myself. I want to pick up on the collective recharging. You see how this is starting to feel a little more effective? It's like you're getting double for your money, in essence. Now let's switch and take a look at winter for a moment. Or the cold months, wherever you are in the world. What happens during the cold months, whether you're in a snowy, blizzardy city, or you're someplace like I am, where the cold months basically mean it dips down to, you know, the low 60s, whatever that is in Celsius, I'm not sure, but it's very pleasant. It's basically the temperature that you put your air conditioning on. or in the summer months, right? Or when the hot months. You guys, you know what I'm saying. So in the winter, there is a similar feeling in the summer. It's similar, but different. Winter is, I really just want to stay cuddled up. I want to stay cozied up. It's cold out. My day is going to be less effective. It's going to be hard just to get to the car and get the ice off of it. And then I go in for work and fine, I can do my stuff. But then I really just want to get home because it's dark early. And if I don't get dinner going by 6, I feel like, you know, it's full dark already. This combination of feelings in the winter, hibernation, empty leaves on the trees, even the earth is shut down. right? It's the opposite of the luscious, buoyant, my arms are open. I just want to like break free of everything and swoop it up feelings that we have when in the hot months. In the cold months, we want to be at home. We have a different kind of recharging going on. It's a recharging of I'm retracting, I'm going inside, I'm reading more books, I'm dreaming about more things. I'm dreaming about when spring comes or when the weather changes and starts to warm and I want to bud out like that beautiful cherry tree. This is how everybody feels. So when you're again pushing against that, no, I'm going to go and charge up. What can often happen is you find yourself again being ineffectual. Even the holidays that fall during the cold months for most of us are supposed to be restful, recharging, family connecting. Just we have happened to change a lot of them in, you know, our Western holidays, Christian holidays in particular. We've changed them to be go, bye, speed up. And you ever wonder why people get so cranky during the holidays? We're asking people to do collectively something that goes against the very grain of energy that's out there. Speed up, feel stressed, get more, buy more, you know, blah, have more parties. We're supposed to be connecting with our family. We're supposed to be getting deeper into our faiths, right? A lot of our faiths have moments and days devoted to atonement, devoted to feelings of the mysteries of resurrection. There's a lot there for us to be going inward and feeling. So that's the cold months for you. What about those transitional months? So again, spring and fall. Transitional months. Now, these transitional months, I notice, have just about the same characteristic. It's kind of funny. You got two kind of opposites. One is very outward and yang-centered, and the other is very inward or yin-centered. And then you've got these two transition periods that are the same. Transition periods, by their very name, are very active. The energy is full and bouncy and go-getting. People are psyched up. They're breaking out. They're shifting out of one cycle and into the next. This often means kids are going back to school or spring break is coming. It means, I'm starting to think about that project or that new work that I wanted to get off the ground, or I'm thinking about taking some classes, or maybe it's springtime. I think I'm going to sign up at the gym and I'm going to go get that bikini body, right? Or I'm going to work on my fitness or my health again. Think about your own life. This is when you're most inspired. This is when you buy the most courses and classes and you sign up for things. This is often when your own work starts to explode and you've got lots of clients and lots of things to do and papers to grade and contracts to push back and forth and just on and on, whatever, reports to write, whatever you do at work, customers to serve. Because everyone else is out there with you. Everyone else is feeling that dynamic energy of motion, of doingness. This is when you want to plan things in your life that start things new, that get things off the ground, that require your full, undivided, and beautiful attention. More of this, please. This is when you want to do all of that. So how do you have your life set up right now? Are you in sync with these seasons? Or are you set up on some completely different schedule with them? If you're on a completely different schedule, yes, you can still get things done, right? The whole world does not dominate you. You are the co-creator. You are in the position of power. But you're not getting that nice sled on snow feeling where it's slippery and easy and you go faster and you go further. So I'm going to highly encourage you to get into sync with these time periods. Right now, I'm at the end of summer. I'm starting to feel a wisp. It's not really there yet, but I'll know when the first day of fall comes, I can smell it. And I'll know suddenly people are going to be knocking on my door and ringing on my phone and emailing me, and I'm ready, right? Because I ended up spending my summer getting ready for that. But that's when things will fly and take off and really start bouncing and moving and making and creating. What do you want to be doing in your upcoming season? Do you want to take advantage of it? What do you need to restructure in your life to make that so? Remember, being in flow and flow dreaming is about making yourself, aligning yourself the most you possibly can to all the waves of energy and change that exist, that there are out there. The more you do this, the more flowing and frictionless your life becomes. The more flowing and frictionless your life becomes, the more you achieve and the less energy you expend doing it. The more you get to keep in reserve, the more joy you get, the more juice you get to squeeze out of life. So take this idea away with you. Tinker with it. Maybe make some adjustments. Maybe think differently about what you want to do about the holidays this year. Maybe think a little bit more about what spring is going to mean to you. Or even the new year, when people start to think about spring. It's the first time it pops in our head and we say, I know it's still the dead of winter, but I can anticipate spring. And that's when we set our resolutions and kind of move into it. But honestly, if you're like me, we make good intentions in January, but it's not till February that things start to move and budge and actually happen. February, March. So, I hope you've enjoyed this interesting and different perspective on seasonal energy and the way it impacts your life. If you loved the subject, by the way, I do invite you, make comments and talk to me about it. You can find me at flowdreaming.com. In fact, I have a lot of great flow dreams there in the Flow Dreaming shop. These are usually 10 to 15 minute guided audios where I get you into flow. I get you in sync with these feelings. It's an emotional, deep, beautiful practice. I have a free kit you can download. It teaches you. And you can find the app on the App Store. Just look up Flow Dreaming. A lot of these flow dreams can really help you through the seasons. It can maximize your way of working with them. But also just reach out to me and leave me messages. I love Flow Dreaming. Group on Facebook is where you'll see me the most. You can leave messages and let me know if, you know, this episode made an impact for you. So that's it, my friends. I have a few other words to say about Born to Make, my new program I just launched. So stay tuned for that coming up next. And I'll see you all next time for another episode of Flow Dreaming. I just wanted to spend a minute or two sharing with you about my new Born to Make monthly membership. You're scratching your heads, you're wondering, how is this related to flow dreaming? Well, it is the natural evolution of flow dreaming, and here is why. So after teaching flow dreaming for almost 2 decades, one of the biggest problems that people come to me with still is, hey, I've done the alignment work, I'm doing my flow dreaming, I know that what I am is what I create and what I attract, but when it comes to looking at something physical in my hands, say cash flow or a nice safe home, I still don't have it. What is the missing piece? Well, for me, it comes down to what are you transferring all of your knowing, your growth, your spiritual evolution into? And it's often what we're doing for 8, 10, 12 hours a day in our lives. In other words, what we're making. In Born to Make, what I've done is gathered together a distillation of all of the beautiful pieces of marketing, entrepreneurship, business tactics, things that have helped me grow and support my vision, my brands as I built my companies over the years. And I am putting this together in a kind of slow drip where each month I give you these pieces of wisdom, pieces of guidance. I help you clarify things. I tell you where you should spend your time right now if you really want to build something and make something in your life versus where you absolutely don't need to be spending your time. It is a program, a membership that will support you as you transform your non-physical feelings and flow dreams into something physical, something that you make. Now, for a lot of you, that physical thing is going to be multiple streams of income. It will be a side gig. It will be your side hustle. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you just have a project or some kind of creative outlet that you want to grow and expand. Well, this is why I created Born to Make. It is a perfect marriage of non-physical and physical support. It is the natural next step for all of you involved in flow dreaming, so you can see those things that you've been co-creating start to really come to be in your life, in your hands, in your bank account. So come join me and our beautiful community of co-creators, of spiritual entrepreneurs, and those of us who want to not just share our understanding with the world, but share it in such a way that we get paid back. So I'm there for you, and so is everyone else in the community of Born to Make. Again, it's so easy to get involved. It's a low-cost, monthly, come in, leave anytime membership, and you can find it all at flowdreaming.com/born-to-make. I hope I see you really soon in the program, and until next time, bye everybody.